Okay, then when we arise from that meditation in which we've accomplished ultimate example, clear light, that very subtle mind has now transformed, so our very subtle mind has transformed into the realization, ultimate example, clear light. That very subtle mind is mounted upon a very subtle inner energy wind. Okay. So when we arise from that meditation where we've accomplished ultimate example, clear light, the very subtle inner energy wind that is the mount for ultimate example, clear light, transforms into the aspect of the deity, Haruka or Vajagini, depending upon our emphasis. What is our generation stage practice? Okay. This very subtle wind that is the mount for ultimate example, clear light, that now appears in the aspect of the deity, is called the illusory body. Illusory body. It is a divine body. It is the nature of wisdom light. It appears in the aspect of the deity and is white in color. This this illusory body is the third stage of completion stage. Now we've attained the third of the five stages. This illusory body is also called the impure illusory body. But as I explained last week, it's not impure like this gross body. This gross body is the nature of suffering. The only reason it's called impure illusory body is because we haven't yet abandoned the delusion obstructions. Because it's the mount for ultimate example, clear light, that's realizing emptiness by means of a generic image, not directly yet. So it's called the impure illusory body. But don't be fooled by impure. It's not like impure, the nature of suffering. It's a high realization. In fact, when we accomplish that realization, it's certain that we'll attain enlightenment in that life. And we've already become a deathless person. Why? Because at that point, when we have the realization of illusory body of the third stage, that divine body that is now appearing to us becomes our new basis for thinking I. Therefore, our previous ordinary sense of I, through imputing our I on this gross, impure body, that completely ceases. Our previous ordinary sense of I. If somebody still says our name, like we can still communicate as normal, but in our experience, that previous sense of an ordinary self has completely ceased, because we're no longer, even though this meaty body is no longer our basis for imputing I, it's I guess like a possession. You know, it's like at this point the fleshy body becomes like a house, and the illusory body is like someone living in the house. But no one else, ordinary beings, cannot see the illusory body. Only others who have gained the realization of the illusory body can see the illusory body. Okay, so already at this point, very, very, very highly realized being. So now we've accomplished the third stage.